You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, am I ready to... What? You're waving the finger. I don't know. I mean, come on, Wonder Woman. I got that finger down. Now, stop that. No one can see what's going on in there, and it doesn't sound so great. All right, I was doing that because it looks to me like the phone rang, which means that, is that really him? Oh, my God. Carlos, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim. How are things?
Things are great, as you well know. And the reason that I told everybody that you and I aren't in the same room is because if we were anywhere close to each other, there'd be spontaneous combustion. We're both so hot.
It's great. We're both great at selling one thing, Miami.
Oh, my gosh. You are not kidding. But you want to know something? Miami sells itself, Carlos, when you got deals like yours rolling.
Thank you very much. Yes, you know, I just came back from Bogota, and I was a week before in Buenos Aires, and I'm surprised that Miami still is so affordable. And contrary to what people think, Miami today is attracting investment from all over the world, and our prices are extremely, extremely competitive.
You know, Carlos, Related Group has a great marketing team. I've met a bunch of the people there. I'm thrilled, but you know, the people that you have at Paradiso Bay are top of the line. But real question, point of question, how many countries are represented in your buyer portfolio?
That's what I was actually going to tell you. You know, I came from Bogota, where prices are higher than Miami. And when I asked the Colombians who buys in Bogota, they tell me the Colombians. So the Colombians buy and the Colombians sell to another Colombian. In Miami, in our jobs, you know, I was actually just going through, we just finished one of those marketing meetings that you love so much. And in our projects, we've sold to 72 different countries, 72 different countries of the world. So Miami today is really the most, I would say, the most international city of the U.S. And I would bet you that today in the world, there's not another place that attracts as many nationalities or as many countries or investors to come and buy than Miami.
It's Miami's time. When you look across the history of the world over the many, you know, over the last few hundred years, there's always a city of a century. You know, you had London, you had Hong Kong, all those different cities. This is a century for Miami.
Yes, this is a century for Miami. And we all need to remember, Miami is a very young town. You know, what is it? Really, since when are we a serious sort of... point in the globe? 80 years, 90 years, 100 years? We are very young. You know, there's not a lot of people that can call this the place where three or four generations of their families have lived. And Miami, as a melting pot, continues to grow, continues to mature, and continues to improve. In this particular cycle, you know, what we are seeing that is completely different to the previous cycles is that we are finding a Miami that is in a different level. You know, in the previous cycle, we didn't have museums being built in downtown. We didn't have a port that was completely dredged and prepared for the Panamax coming when the Panama Canal gets expanded, or a tunnel under the port. Or nobody even thought that we were ever going to see, you know, a new train being talked about between Miami and Orlando. I think that's what is generating is a lot of excitement in Miami. People are thinking other programs, not necessarily condominiums or residences, but programs that are accretive to what we do.
Yeah.
So in Brickell, today in Brickell, you know, you're seeing $2 billion of investment in shopping centers. You know, you're seeing Swire talking about building an 80-story office tower, which is going to probably have 5,000, 6,000 people working in them. So all these other uses are combining themselves with what we do. And we are really, really excited with the future of Miami.
You know, you've got your projects spread out in different submarkets, and I've been talking about what's the new Brickell kind of is my little catch line. But you guys are in Coconut Grove.
Yes.
You're in Brickell East and West. You're in Midtown and in Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
Aventura / North Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach County. I mean, where are you seeing this stuff going? Because it sounds to me like you're building on the infrastructure and going vertical and creating new towns and new cities that are fully integrated.
We are the largest development company in Florida and one of the largest in the U.S. We have right now three main divisions. So the difference between us and other condo developers is that we are a company of close to 400 people that actually work in all aspects of real estate. So we're doing affordable housing, we're doing rentals, and we're doing condos. We're doing more or less 4,000 units per division. And in each one of these divisions, we try to find neighborhoods that we can develop with all three products. You know, people associate related with only luxury buildings, but in actual fact, you know, we're building four condo towers in Brickell, and we're building three affordable housing jobs in Brickell also.
Wow.
So we are trying to, you know, combine all the uses because we see Miami growing and growing for everybody. And I think that's the positive message that we want to send. In this particular cycle, buyers are putting a lot more cash and a lot more deposits. The banks told us, if you guys want to start building again, make sure it's for real buyers. And these buyers are investors or buyers who have a much longer period or horizon than what we saw in the previous cycle.
So they have staying power, and they'll help your buildings deliver and mature into self-contained communities.
And then at the same time, you know, it's going to be units that are paid with very little leverage. So they will hold and they will stay. If you look today at what has happened with the inventory that we sold from the banks in 2009 and 2010, nobody is really selling. You know, Icon Brickell, which was a building of 1,800 units, which was mainly resold at great prices in 2009 and 2010, there's nobody listing their units for sale, even though they have doubled in price. Because people are seeing the evolution of Miami. People are seeing, you know, and we are seeing it daily, and we get surprises daily. You know, a year ago when the University of Miami surpassed the 50th ranking place in the U.S., nobody envisioned it, but a lot of agencies that are outside the U.S. start giving scholarships to people to go to universities when they are above the 50th ranking. We've received close to 2,000 Chinese students in Miami. You know, these Chinese students are from wealthy Chinese parents.
Oh, yeah.
And mysteriously enough, last week, you know, we closed a deal of $20 million with a group of Chinese buyers who were the parents of these kids. So there is a lot of correlations between the progress in Miami and who we are attracting.
Now, you've talked about the international buyers, but Miami has historically been driven by buyers from the Northeast and, to a lesser extent, the Midwestern United States. With the economy picking up in those areas and with mortgage financing available for those people, are you seeing a pickup in those people showing up?
We are seeing it. You know, as a matter of fact, in our Brickell jobs, you know, the second group of buyers is from the U.S. themselves.
Huh.
So we are seeing buyers and we are seeing people that are betting on Miami that are saying, hey, you know, really, Brickell with Brickell City Center or downtown with the Miami World Center or the Design District, with all what is happening around what Craig Robbins is doing, you know, people are looking at that and saying, we are completing our city. You know, we are giving this area things that we didn't have before. Before, you had to go to Aventura, you know, to shop, and now you're going to be able to do the same in Brickell.
You know,
and that's attracting a lot of people. And it's attracting families. You know, we're seeing families in Brickell. You know, when I first moved to Miami, we went the first weekend on a Saturday with my wife. I remember it vividly today. You know, we walked through Brickell, and it was a ghost town. Why? Because people used to come to work to their offices and then leave to Doral, leave to Coral Gables. There was nobody living here in downtown.
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to see is as you evolve and deliver these products into the different, I'll call them city-state markets, if you will, people are going to want to stay there and stay as long as they possibly can because the traffic is getting to be detrimental to moving around except at the off-peak hours, and the neighborhoods are getting their own personalities and their own complete full-service nature. And it's really terrific that you guys are helping to capitalize on all this by delivering products across the spectrum.
Thank you very much. We always strive to bring the best. You know, I think that we have great times ahead of us. The U.S. economy has not woken up yet. And as soon as this starts happening, we are going to see a much bigger rebirth of the American customer and the American buyer, which is going to be great for everybody. You know, the only thing we are more and more thinking, you know, in terms of how, what is the Miami of the next 20 years? How is it going to look? Are we going to be able to attract Fortune 500 companies to come down to Miami now that we have museums, that we have cultural development in Miami, that the education starts improving? That's the real bet, you know, because I think everybody's is trying to push for the first time, I think, in the same direction.
Oh, yeah. You know? And, you know, guys like Matt Hagman at the Knight Foundation helping to bring up the burgeoning entrepreneur class. I think that only bodes well for what you're doing, because those folks are going to incubate their companies here. And if we have the appropriate people to staff them up, they're going to stay here.
Yes. You're seeing it right now in Coconut Grove. You know, if you walk in Coconut Grove, you see the head offices of Sapient that has established itself in Coconut Grove. That's a high, you know, an internet company, one of the biggest programmers in the world. You know, they moved from San Francisco, from Palo Alto to Coconut Grove. They brought with them 600 employees who are all very well paid, who are all buying real estate or renting real estate, eating in our restaurants, shopping in our shops.
Yeah, and they want to be able to have a nice place across from Fresh Market when they're done at work.
Exactly. And then, we know that the efforts that the DDA is doing to try to bring the hedge funds from New York to Miami, where anybody who in New York today makes over $1 million, if it made the same here in Miami, you know, they would save $150,000 in taxes. That's a mortgage of a $2 million home.
Hey, plus they'd have a heck of a nice lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've talked in general. We've only got a couple minutes left. I really wanted to make sure you could talk about this point. Talk to me a little bit about Biscayne and Edgewater and why Edgewater has such an incredible place in your vision.
I think Edgewater is the next Brickell. You know, Edgewater is has great bones. Normally, when we go and we invest in a neighborhood, we look at everything that surrounds the neighborhood, and usually there's one of the sides of the neighborhood that is not very nice. In Edgewater, you know, you have great sites on every side of the neighborhood. You know, you have Biscayne Bay to the east. You have to the north, you know, Bay Point, where no development can grow. You have to the south, the Arts Center and the Museum Park and then Brickell. And to the east, you know, you have Midtown, the Design District, and Wynwood. So it's surrounded by good neighborhoods. It's surrounded by solid areas. And it has great means of transportation. Biscayne Bay in that area has a lot of public transportation. And the only thing that we need is a little bit more time to develop it. So we took the conscientious decision to go into Edgewater, and we started with our first project, Icon Bay, which we are finishing right now. And we followed it up with the development of Paraiso Bay. Paraiso Bay is a whole new neighborhood, which probably will bring in 5,000 to 6,000 people to live to Edgewater.
The whole thing's great. The whole thing's beautiful. You know, I've lived there for 20 years. I watch your projects from outside my balcony. People can follow my Twitter feed. I hit a related group all the time, like once a week on what's going on there. The neighborhood's great. You guys are selling my lifestyle for $1,000 a foot. It's finally...
No, what's $1,000 a foot? You're crazy.
What's the pricing? What's the pricing?
A lot less.
Oh, well, tell me. Come on.
In Icon Bay... incredible, gorgeous units, you know, looking at the bay, started at the time that we started selling for less than $400 a square foot.
No way.
Yes.
And what is
you
it going?
You missed it.
I did. I missed it. I was asleep at the switch. I was toiling away trying to find you sites, and I missed it right there. But you promised me that you're going to take me on a tour, and I'm going to be able to interview you from the top so we can show everybody what a smoking great place it is.
Yes, I will do that, of course. And then, you know, we went to the city, and we worked very actively with the city on two big parks that we are offering back to the community, one in Icon Bay and the other one in Paraiso Bay. But our real, real big dream is to continue this idea of creating Biscayne Line. Biscayne Line, as the High Line in New York, should be a public place from downtown Brickell all the way to the Design District, you know, 20 to 30 feet wide, a public walkway where everybody in Miami can enjoy our biggest asset, which is the bayfront.
Now, I got to stop you there because we're out of time. You were in that big sales meeting, so you missed the first segment. But I'm coming out there. We're going to show everybody from the top of your building what the Miami line's going to look like and why that's the place in Miami that will be the future focus of everything.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, Carlos, thanks so much for coming in. Go back and start driving sales. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about head and neck surgery, the advances in cancer from the University of Miami Health System. Again, thank you so much. Carlos Rosso, looking forward to seeing you at ICON Bay coming up soon.